With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on Close Up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
This is Jay from Kentucky. I'm calling to tell you guys about a story to do with my mom. This is a sensitive subject. When I was in 7th grade, my middle brother, I'm the youngest. So he's older than me. He was killed in Afghanistan. He was a Marine, but he was killed by an IED. But the story behind this, 2 weeks prior to his death, my mom had a dream about our papa. And in the dream, she said that he was sitting there with his hands crossed, and he was looking down and shaking his head. She kept asking him what was wrong, and he just kept looking at her and shaking his head as if he couldn't tell her something. Well, 2 weeks later, I get off the bus, and I go on the porch, and there's these two men in uniforms, and I find out what happened to my brother. Granted, we were not told at the moment what happened. We were just told that he was killed in action in Afghanistan, and that we needed to go to Dover, Delaware, to see his body get flown in to identify him. So we fly to Delaware, and next to the Air Force base to where his body was getting flown into. I'm sorry, this is very emotional. My mom, we couldn't find her, and we were all searching. We had some military men have to go out and find her and bring her back, and we asked her what was wrong, and this is about 4 in the morning, and we asked her, and she told us that she just had a dream. And this is where why I'm calling you guys. I understand that I'm a Baptist, and you know, some people believe that God can use, you know, people in certain ways, and where spirits can leave messages. But this is why I'm calling. In my mom's dream that night, the reason for her leaving without telling anyone is understandable. This is some big stress on her, so we were all worried about her. But she told us her dream that she had just had, and she said in her dream, she was in a desert next to one brick wall. And she said that Matt was my brother's name, that he was leaning up against a wall, the brick wall, and he was hugging himself. And he began to wrap himself in what looked like barbed wire. She asked him what happened. I'd like to know what happened to you. And he said, Mom, please don't cry. It took me about 15 minutes to get to heaven. And she said, what do you mean, what happened? And he showed her, Mom, look at this barbed wire. And this is what happened. And it was, she said it was wrapped all around his torso. And he was dressed in his desert camels, from what she said, which is obvious, but we didn't know what they looked like. The next few days afterwards, after she told us about her dream and we identified his body, we got a letter from the surgeon who was in the team and with him there. And this is the weird part. In the letter, obviously it's very sad, but it went through the details of how my brother was killed. He was with his group, and they happened to come upon an IED, and the shrapnel hit him in the side where the vest is not covered. Ergo, the barbed wire that he was wrapping himself in the dream. And at the time, he was dressed in his desert camels. But again, that'd be obvious. But what really stuck out in that letter, he kept apologizing that it took him so long to reach him. He said from the moment he got the call to reach my brother and pronounce him dead, it took him 15 minutes. And that really blew my mind. So I don't understand how to explain that with our papa coming beforehand. Was he trying to warn my mom that maybe wasn't allowed to tell her? If that makes sense, I don't know. I'd like to hear what you guys think. And my brother, you know, trying to reassure her in this awful time. Again, this is like 8 years ago. I just graduated. This is 7th grade. Sorry, my math is wrong. I know it wasn't 8 years ago, maybe 5 or 6. But anyway, after that, she said that she had another dream of Papa after this whole ordeal. And this time he said that, I'm sorry. And he's talking to my mom, obviously it's her dream, that I couldn't tell you. I didn't know how to tell you. So that was that whole situation. Coming to years before my brother's death, my stepdad's dad sadly passed away, and he was married to a, sorry to say, but he was married to a gold digger. She only wanted his money. But after he had passed away, she was trying to hurry up, take all the stuff. So my mom woke us up in the middle of the night. This is the day after we found out he died. We were going to drive up there. This is about a 3-hour drive to see what was going on. Well, the night that she woke us up, she yelled at us and said we need to go now, that his wife's about to take something that's Billy's. And she explains in the dream that Billy's dad, which is my stepdad, that Billy's dad had told her that there's 2 guns in a cabinet drawer for Billy, and that we need to go get them before his wife takes them. So we hop in the car and we drive up there, and sure enough, the 2 guns were exactly where Mom showed us they were. We had no idea about the whereabouts of it. She just happened to know where they were. And I don't know how to explain it. Is it paranormal? Is it I don't know, some higher power? Is it God trying to tell us? You know, who knows? But I'd like to know what you guys think. Obviously, with that stuff happening to my mom, I have other incidents. As she hears noises in the night, I've heard noises in the night. But I'd like to know what you guys think about this. It'd be really helpful, and I'd like to know everyone else's insight in the community.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.